It is now Tuesday night, is the 18th of January 2011. It's moving fast and furious. We're dealing with the quest to rebuild the Tower of Babel in the sense that mankind's pursuit in knowledge, the pursuit, and some of it is all about helping mankind. That's great. But there may be that driving quest to somehow do what they think God, is either unwilling to do. I mean, it's one thing to shove aside the revelation of God. It's another thing to then project your wisdom, your knowledge, your science, your physics up into the face of God. It's about creating our own immortality. It's about creating our own transmutation. It's about creating a salvation, a technological salvation. It's just not going to happen. Tower of Babel was all about fallen man in opposition to God, trying to, in one sense, outdo God, trying to beat God, trying to, save themselves. The good news is you don't have to do that, because there is grace, there is mercy, there is a God that loves us, and a God that is revealed. So in the quest for the knowledge, in fulfillment of a prophecy, the book of Daniel, in the end of days, the knowledge issue, there are going to be people going to and fro seeking knowledge. Well, that's part of as never before in history. And the quest for the knowledge in the areas of sciences and physics and technologies and weapons. I'm going to tell you right now, the spirits, the fallen ones, they're all over this issue and maybe guiding the way for many of those in that quest. Tonight we're going to talk about spirit in pursuit of science. And vice versa, science in pursuit of spirits. We're going to take a look at, again, how the side of the spirits are arming humanity for the future. There is rearmament going on all around us. And it involves now, yes, but it involves more than anything else the future and the concept of Black Swan. Yeah, we're going to talk about that tonight, too. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We're glad to be here with you tonight. And we're going to mention Black Swan, a rare bird, a bird of a different feather. There are going to be those that understand that very well. I'm going to go see this movie tomorrow, but talking to the journalist tonight who may be listening, prayers, blessings, and the healing that comes from the hands of Christ. You ever read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 17, the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick? And so I simply pray that during this one-hour show that we have. It's more than a show to me. It is a divine providence, a divine appointment. It is where the hand of God can be stretched out. So we pray that right now, that wherever you are and whenever you do listen, I ask in the name of the living Christ, by the grace that is pouring out of heaven, and the mercy that is literally pouring out of heaven towards us. Right now is the day of God's favor, my friend. And whether scientist or physicist or weapons specialist, development of weapons for the future, whether Satanist, Luciferian, quester, let me just say this, I do seek to bring you, to lead you to the feet of Christ. I hope that we can try to do that. And I know the Spirit of God will be working, so don't go away. It's a supernatural hour, and we pray the Spirit of God and of power. The Spirit of the Lord was present. The power of the Lord was present. The dunamis of the Lord is. Father, may the dunamis, the power of the Lord, be present. Stretch out your hands to heal in the name of Jesus and bring sign and wonder, extraordinary miracle, fierce, powerful movement of the Spirit of God, reviving believers breaking down the darkness. We rebuke the darkness in Jesus' name, praying that God will clear the air during this show. For all of those that listen to the archives later, yes, again, Jesu Christu, the Lord Jesus, bless you. Those listening live right now, I want to say that you can email us during the show at shatterxmail, sbcglobal.net. I want you to know that we love to hear from you. We are about 90% on getting to all emails now, as far as those that need to be returned and things like that. So that's a good thing. And but I want you to know that once we started 2011 and we did Perceptions the first week, and I told you that 2011, I don't know how it is for you, but the events going on around the globe and everything that's occurring, I'm saying again, fast and furious, and 2011 will be eclipsed by all the things coming down the road in 2012. This year, there's a ramping up just in quarter. Listen, as the dark side ramps up, brings manifestation to this side, there will be clearly a ramping up of the, well, let me say it this way, the events, the chaotic, the tremors, birth pangs that all lead to what's about to come. And that's part of what we want to do, bring the warning so that we do not live in la-la land, so that we just not sit back and watch it all go by. If anybody remembers, there's a priest in the Old Testament named Eli. All he did was serve himself. All he did was worry about boiling his meat and eating it. And right next to him was a woman crying in great pain, in emotional distress. She couldn't even bring out her words audibly. And he gave false counsel and a very crude and rude religious rebuke. He had no clue. And listen, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be clueless as believers. We don't want to be just cooking our own stew and letting the rest of the world go to hell in a handbag as the enemy of our soul, the enemy of the human race, ascends. And it's about helping reach everyone. But we have authority and we have the armor of God. And there's the incredible, miraculous ability to pray with power and get answers. Does anybody want to get answers? Ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, doors open. This is beyond the physics of man. It's miracle. It's the power, the physics, the ability of God. And you know what? I simply come at the feet of Jesus to believe him today, to believe that he'll answer prayer even during this hour. So may the hand of God in Jesus' name and to the glory of Christ and to your good, whether that is salvation or healing or deliverance, and for some revival, well, may it be, and may the Lord make it known. Today, another high school, a kid takes in, but it's weird, he's all dressed in black, they say. He takes in a gun, throws his backpack down, says the gun goes off, shoots a girl, shoots a guy. So another shooting, we don't know all the details. Some of the details about Jared, the shooter in Arizona, comes out as an artist's rendition of his appearance in court. And it reminds me of a demonic manifestation or a dark personality's surfacing. Either way, sheer evil. It's among us. You can't get away, not till Christ comes, but there's victory, there's freedom, there's authority that's found in Christ. So many things to tell you today, so many things on my heart and my mind. We're going to go over, well, science and pursuit of the Spirit. And or is it spirits giving revelations to and for the new sciences? So we're going to touch on technological control and consuming society, technological advances for the mark and the image of the beast, and the tech for Armageddon. It's it's beyond the blueprint process. It is out there. And it's very possible, as journalist Sue Bradley speaks to me today about electromagnetic pulse weapons and their uses and the possible use of them in all the millions of birds, thousands of birds and all this stuff. And I've just been told where all these thousands of cattle in the West have died. And I guess that was by disease, I guess. But it's always important that we look at this. It's very important that we look at it and what occurred. What happened to the birds in the air that caused a massive strike to their physical being to the point of breaking little bird bones before they hit the ground? Obviously, electromagnetic pulse weapons. And many other things like that, they've got to be they've got to be looked at. They've got to be looked at by a number of individuals because they're going to be needed in the future. And you wonder now whether or not they're using them, testing them. A friend of mine years ago, one of the chosen ones in a military sense, drove me past the Ravenna Arsenal years ago and was explaining some of the things there, including the holding of electromagnetic pulse weapons. And I don't know if that's true, but I kind of wondered about it. And so we're going to keep looking into all the things that we're talking about. I got to read you something here today. But before I do that, let me mention again, we have an earthquake again on the border, Afghanistan and Pakistan. We have this massive uprising still going on in Haiti. It seems like they could never. It's like, what is wrong? What is wrong down there that billions of dollars could be poured into it in the last couple of years? And it still looked like a war zone. And it's unbelievable. So a lot of you all around the world should be praying for missionaries there as we do, and support the missionaries direct if you want your money to go somewhere that's good as they're doing the work down there. Let me mention the conferences quickly again. We have one coming up in Connecticut for all those in the New England area. And listen, anybody that wants to come, it's March 25th, 26th, 27th. It's called CSEE. On the website shatterthedarkness.net, you can find the picture of that. And if you click on the picture, it'll take you to even a larger picture of that. And we'll give you the details and the registration the moment we get them. And then we have the conference, The Politics of Religion. Very good speakers. Going to be a very unique conference there in Fort Wayne, Indiana, April the 1st and 2nd. Hope you're going to come. You can register now. Go to the website. And we've been invited, and we got an email, and I hope our dear sister and brother are listening out there in Illinois, that we might be coming that way, towards Chicago anyway. And we've been asked about doing, you know, the concept of a seminar there and when we'd like to do it. So we're going to be emailing back later on tonight and mentioning maybe in May in Chicago. We'd love to come your direction, love to preach in churches. We're open for all of that. We've got invitations, and we'll level out the events coming up as we get them and as they're nailed down. The website, shatterthedarkness.net. The theme for the week on this Tuesday night, the quest to rebuild the Tower of Babel. It's the idea of saving humanity without God at all. Whether that's biological, AI, whether that's a spiritual, evolutionary, counterfeit abilities. And listen, this will become the central battle. The revelation of this doctrine anyway. We're going to bring that out. And I want to say something about spirits tonight. As we're talking about spirits, I mean, humans, you and I, we have capacities. If I was to turn all the lights out in the room, and I've played this game as a kid, and you go around and you can kind of feel somebody around you even before you feel them physically. There's all kinds of things we have capacity to discern, to perceive, to know things, to realize, to scrutinize, all kind, but they're limited. They can only go so far. Like our eyesight can only go so far. Our human capacity can only go so far. So there is, on the one hand, a tremendous push from the dark side to bring counterfeit enhancements which involves glorifying humanity, feeding the ego, and moving people to think that they can become, well, godlike. On the other side of this picture, when we come to know God, there are enormous enhancements, obvious. The Spirit of God dwelling within. Charismatic giftings being unleashed. Just the sheer presence of the living God in and on us. And what the Spirit of God opens up. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, the eyes of our heart. The perceiving, discerning abilities. So I'm going to say again, all this stuff out there is real, but there are two sides to the issue. There is a plotted and purposed, seducing, growing, passionate, furious agenda to embed Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic agenda for the quest of the globe. I'll give some details on that in this show tonight. And it's there growing as never before. And that involves also then warfare against God's agenda through the body of Christ in the mission that God has for the rest of the world. And the two are completely opposed to each other. One is from God, one is not. One will bring about our face-to-face with God, the new kingdom, the eternal life, the indestructible immortality. The other will bring the horrible, horrible disappointment of the ages and the deceit that will bring the destruction that will bring, well, ultimately, if you sit back and do nothing, eternal separation. Let me mention this. I got a webpage. It's called How to Detect the Paranormal Activity. Using technology to investigate haunted places. Now, I'm going to read this only for a point that I'm making. It's sweet101.com, sweet101.com that I'm pulling this off of. Now listen to these words because they are true per se. And if you wonder sometimes how it is, the other side works. And gosh, I guess I would call it my burden to communicate that these spirits are so big, powerful, and real, beyond humanity anyway, and they have a massive agenda, and as I will bring out in the notes that I have here before me tonight, the directions they're going that involve three things. I'll mention those quickly. Spiritual alternative events and experiences. Number two, to embed the doctrine of evolutionary development of the universe, of man, of the earth. And it's all contrary and counterfeit to the glorification in the coming millennium. Number three, targeted politics, economics, and military. Subpoints, listen. The spirits are trying to bring the technology that involves how to bring total control and consume society. B, the technology from the spirits to communicate, to bring the mark of the beast and the image of the beast that brings about the final, pinnacle or, well, the servitude on the one hand and exclusion on the other. And then C, the technology for Armageddon. Now, I'm going to keep saying this all year because the technology for Armageddon is already on the way. And if you look into the future at God's revelation of the future, accurate, infallible, unchangeable, then you're going to see what is out there in the future is so big, so vast. Well, it's the last day of fallen human history. It is the pinnacle of the Antichrist's regime, the pinnacle of satanic power, the pinnacle of technology, which includes, let me say it this way, demonic-inspired technology. If you understand that there's demons that can inspire doctrine, make writings, give examples or give experiences and give events and give communication, if you can understand how in channeling spirits can come in and tell folks how they're going to help, you know, on an environmental basis and so forth, you've got to understand now, especially the scientists, especially military, especially those who are in those realms, that spirits are questing and seeking and looking for those that they can plant the ideas for the development of technologies, and those technologies to be in the hands of the Antichrist in the future for those three things I talked about. Control and consuming, mark of the beast, image of the beast, and then ultimately Armageddon. Now about the manifestation. Now I'm reading to you what would come from those in the world of the paranormal research. For all the paranormal researchers, this is from your guys' side of the fence. And so as a believer in Christ, I'm going to kind of weed through this, but I want to give you the ITC, the Instrumental Transcommunication Techniques. Okay? Big word, ITC. Instrumental Transcommunication Techniques that are used. Here I'm quoting now from this page, How to Detect. When it says paranormal, literally you can say supernormal or supernatural activity. The idea is that you're able to detect spirits. Now I'm quoting from their page. Quote, when spirits want to manifest and make themselves visible or audible in the physical world, some believe they need material that can be manipulated in order to show their presence. This is vital. The reason I'm quoting it, it comes from those in the experiential practice of engaging the paranormal, the spirits. Because there is this element behind, let me ask you as a believer, how can demons manifest? Communicating thoughts and feelings, the arrows of Ephesians 6. What about getting into somebody's life? What about spiritual warfare in an area? What about the Prince of Persia territorial? And what about the issue of the Spirit of God himself revealing that in the end of days, these spirits, planos, that's Timothy 4:1, where the Spirit of God, now if you understand the writing of the New Testament, the Spirit of God clearly or pointedly, the idea behind that Greek word is raises his voice to make you mark it down and understand. The Spirit of God shouting loudly that in the end of days, planos, that is imposter seducing type spirits, they will be operative in massive global ways, breaking through, manifesting through, and the Spirit of God says their goal is to deceive many. I'm going to say right now that I assume there are those listening. Though you may not like what I say, you have already been infested by these kinds of spirits. They're not from God, they're opposed to God. They're not revealing what they really are or what they really want. They are only bringing manipulation. And experiences, they're real. Communication, they're real. Manifestation, it's real. They themselves, horribly hell wrong. Let me quote again, quote, when spirits want to manifest and make themselves visible or audible in the physical world, some believe that they need material that can be manipulated in order to show their presence. They need a point of contact. They need a stone to be on. They need a ritual site. They need a conjuring. They need a person to believe. They need permission in a life. They need a right. They need a right to be in a territory, to be in the government, like Babylon. Like so many of the little nation states of the Old Testament, whether the Moabites, Philistines, Hittites, or any of the other tites, you've got to understand they were tribes and little nations that were infested with these same kinds of spirits. And where they worshiped, where the spirits usually get control of lives, then markings will come out on the bodies, writings will come down to be put down, buildings will be built so that the architecture of the temples are literally spirit-inspired, the blueprints. And dark spirits inspiring blueprints and architecture only do it to broaden the doorway and let more in and sink their teeth into humanity and into this visible world. Now, for believers in Christ, listen to this. In the Old Testament, you can read about it in the book of Exodus. The Holy Spirit of God came upon believers and gave them craftsmanship. Craftsmanship. And the Spirit of God led the way in giving the blueprints for the development of and the specs for building the temple, the Ark of the Covenant. You know the cherubim, you know the seraphim, you know all the stuff. Did you realize that it was the Spirit of God that gave the above human enhancement to bring about God's temple and the art and all the articles as types and shadows of the future? Do you realize the other side works in the same way? Now listen, the Old Testament, the Urim, the Thurim, like a stone, gem. And the Spirit of God, when they would come to inquire of God, one would light up, the other would not. This is, again, God, the Spirit of God operative in a material substance like some kind of gemstone. Even the throne of God, sapphire, onyx, jasper. Pretty amazing. When it comes to the manifestation of God, as believers in Christ, think about the book of Acts. The apostle Paul, can't get to everybody. So people come and he prays over like cloth, little hankies and so forth. And they take them back to the individuals that are sick or demonized and lay it on them. It's as if the Spirit of God in prayer over, or at least in symbolization, I don't care if it's symbol or if it's actual, the effect is the same. People got healed when those cloths were laid upon them. People got delivered. So we need to understand on the biblical side how this works and then realize how real that is on the other side. But if you don't know their agenda, if you don't know what God has said about the agenda, then it's very possible that scientists, lab technicians, those who are seeking, those who are questing, those who are inventing, like Kurzweil and others, in the military specifically, that there would be a paranormal, a supernatural, a spirit influence unveiling thoughts, maybe even blueprints. Maybe the scientist wakes up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden in a dream or in some kind of communication, they receive instant insight into solving the problem of the development of planetary defense weapons systems. Now, I bring all of this up, and I'm going to quote the rest of this article to say, you and I must realize how this works. Do you think spirits hang out in the sky? Do you think they hang out around military structures? Do you think that they're... Listen, do you understand their agenda? Now, their agenda doesn't cause me to fear. It's simply, as God shows it, something that He gives us so that we can spot, and I think it's so that we can pray against it, that we can warn, that we can realize what time we are living in, and that we would be then, once again, committed to doing the greatest of mission, the greatest agenda, supernatural agenda, operative on the face of the earth right now. There is no great... Listen, if God was to make a new heaven, a new earth, but no humanity, no new people, no glorified people, nobody changed, what good would that be? Did you know that the new heaven and the new earth and even the 1,000-year millennial reign is all secondary to and because of the redemption of humankind. Did you understand that the redemption of humankind is the number one work of God? It's the highest, if I can say it this way, physics of God. And it is personal. And it is passionate. And it is powerful. And it's happening as I speak, as some listen. That the Spirit of God would be speaking to you, maybe opening your eyes to the fact that you've engaged the wrong spirits. That you now realize that sleep paralysis, those dreams in the middle of the night, the meditation in receiving from spirits, the remote viewing in contacting entities, you're on the wrong side of the fence. They've got you rowing south of heaven. Now let me read this again. A second part on this paranormal page, it says this, quote, believers theorize that since they cannot be, that is, the spirits cannot be heard or seen by people, they, the spirits, search, listen now, from their side to ours. They search for sounds and sources of energy in the environment to shape their appearance and voice, or to manifest their appearance and voice. Hear me as I'm... Listen, I'm not reading to you something that's written by a Christian. I'm reading something that's written by somebody in paranormal research that's engaging in an experiential way, spirits, and it's their belief, and I would agree with them. If you go back to the mediums of Germany, if you go back even in the history of this, that believers in these spirits that are out there theorize that since these spirits cannot be heard or seen by people, those spirits search, now listen, for sounds and sources of energy. Can I ask you a question? What do the spirits search for? Anybody reading Ephesians chapter 4 lately about how God says, be angry but don't sin, don't let the sun go down on your anger and give the devil a foothold? You read the context about not grieving the Spirit of God and opening the door? Do you realize that if we do what it is these spirits are searching for, if we lay out, if we open doors, think about a satanic ritual. And think about what I just read. I'm quoting again. The spirits search for sounds and sources of energy. Sounds of screaming. The energies of fear and terror that have been raised. They search for sounds and sources of energy in the environment. Now here's what goes on to say, I quote, researchers can use instrumental transcommunication techniques, ITC, combined with electronic devices in order to establish a communication with the, they've got in quotes, with the other side, and to determine if a location, well, they say haunted, whether it has spirits there. Even electronic voice phenomena issues. Now, I'm bringing all of this up to say, what about other technologies? I bring this up to ask the questions. What about Ingo Swann, father of modern remote viewing, receiving ideas, revelations popping into his head that helped him develop coordinate remote viewing and fuel. What he received was inception, ideas planted in which he grabbed a hold of and ran with and developed into the physical world, a practice. It now involves thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people going passive ultimately, and receiving revelation, they call it data, from the Akashic Records, from that hall of records that has always been known to be the spiritual collective. A spiritual collective communicating not just energy that can be felt, but ideas and thoughts and data downloaded into, well, the unconscious, really into your spirit. Into your spirit. and then brought to your mind so you can write it down. Spirits all over the world are bringing more revelation and more revelation. And if you understand the ultimate nature of the Spirit, doctrine of the Spirit, and agenda of the Spirit, you'll know whether it's from the Spirit of God or whether it's from dark spirits linked to Hell's Kitchen. And I think, again, if you read 1 John 4, you're going to find out there's the spirit of truth, there's the spirit of error. There's a way of knowing. Can you recognize the difference? The Spirit of God, uncreated, eternal, unleashing and unveiling God, unveiling Christ, unveiling salvation, pursuing humanity, operative in bringing you and I to Christ, empowering the believer in opening our hearts and minds to the Scripture, using the Word of God that's alive and active and powerful already. Now the spirits, now listen, the nature of God the Holy Spirit, well, God. The doctrine of God the Holy Spirit, well, Scripture and Christ and all that has been revealed. And he won't speak contrary to that. An agenda, the mission to the world, the Spirit of God is in the world seeking, listen, whether Christians are or not, the Spirit of God is in the world witnessing, seeking every single human being. God's not willing that one would perish. So this magnificent, this passionate, this beyond anything happening in the world around us. Now the other side of the story is the spirits, they also have a nature, fallen, broken from God, cannot be repaired by choice and by nature. They have a doctrine they're bringing out that all involves this evolutionary, it's always that word, there's a key word, that's a buzzword, evolutionary development, because let me tell you why I think it's evolutionary development. Evolutionary development of humanity, of a consciousness, a constant promise of all these things, because that side can't give it immediately. That side can't give it in the future. That side promised this thousands of years ago, and it's never occurred. Promised it in the secret teaching of the ages. Promised it among the Gnostics. Promised it all along the way. And hundreds of millions of New Agers, deep Luciferians, embedding now in more and more, quote, spirituality everywhere, is these concepts of a spiritual evolution, is now being embedded in scientific, the scientific quest in quantum physics, the M theory, and so forth, in looking at an evolutionary universe as if it was God himself. And then we need to embrace. If we embrace the universe, we've embraced God. Well, literally, that's more like pantheism. And the truth is, creation would turn around and smack us in the face and say, stop it. We are but creation. Worship the Creator. The fact is, if you understand their nature, their doctrine, and then their agenda, you will see clearly whether in science and technologies, whether in many of the new theories. And I'm telling you now, there is a spiritual inception in the quest in quantum physics. I know some wanted me to talk about, and my friend out west wanted me to mention Michael Dodd. And I'm gonna do that, but not tonight. We shifted Michael Dodd and the concept of an evolutionary universe and all of what it means, and we're going to bring that out Thursday night when we touch on the subject, the genetics of God in the soul of man, and really touching on the physics of God and what it is God brings to the table of human lostness and sin and death and dying, and to history's constant move towards, well, annihilation, Armageddon. Jesus said the last days, my friends, are going to be very, very much like what we've always seen and felt. You know, if you've read history, there's been times where they felt that maybe the world was moving towards the brink of annihilation. Well, that premise is clearly unveiled by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, about the end of days. It will be in the hearts and lives. The fear factor in the air, in the hearts, in the minds, in the emotions. So the quest to save humanity, will it come from Hell's Kitchen? Will it come from the table from God's table? Will it come from the hands of God? And for those who are questers, what about the Spirit of God in your quest? What about the Spirit of God in your studies in physics and all the rest, even in the development of things that help humanity? Nothing wrong with that. But can we discern the difference? Here's the reasons why. Ingo Swann, father of remote viewing. I'm reading in all the remote viewing more and more. Remote influence, remote attack, remote abilities to plant ideas in people's heads. Remote viewing now looks very much like dark spiritual warfare and comes from the same sources. Though no one there wants to hear that, the non-human enhancement factor is real. Even Ed Dames, in his newest book, Tell Me What You See, he unveils very clearly in the beginning of the book and the end of the book that all of this ability comes from the outside, the Hall of Records, the Akashic Records, and that, my friends, is the realm of collective fallen spirits. It's where the prince of the power of the air is operative. And so the nature, the doctrines, and the agenda, it's all coming out the same. It's all synchronizing with Alice Bailey in the externalization of the hierarchy. There is a spiritual system, collective, so pressing, well, on the one side, on the surface, but underneath, there is a large, large body of real, well, we know where it's moving. And here's the issue that we want to deal with again tonight. What about Colonel Shannon? And back in the 70s, the 1st Earth Battalion, handed to me by a Fort Bragg individual back in the 90s, a kind of new age. Now, if you've seen the movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, you're going to just say, well, that's a funny movie, crazy movie. But it goes way beyond that. It goes way beyond that. There are projects that I think that... that people haven't even or don't even know about, haven't looked into, that are vast, that are literally vast. Pandora, electromagnetic weapons, the new systems that are being developed. So with Ingo, we have this open door for the reception. Now, that's back during the days of Dan Sherman with the National Security Agency, claiming to be an intuitive in his book, Preserve Project Destiny. And in the book and in his YouTube videos, he, like others, talk about their engagement with technology, machinery, and listening to spirits. How do the spirits communicate? Well, they can communicate direct. They can come through individuals. Obviously, we know about channeling. We know about people that can remote view and go talk to entities. We know about remote viewing and the passive reception of communication. What many do not understand is the massive ramping up of that issue that will show more and more of that collective agenda towards, well, globalism, that will constantly be saying, we're going to save the world, we're going to save humanity, we're going to advance humanity, we're going to do it. I mean, that's leaking into that biological immortality, that biological evolutionary biology, evolutionary AI, evolutionary technologies, evolutionary spirituality. Comes down to a counterfeit to the glorification done on an atomic level by God in the end. And right now you're listening to how you can not only know about it, but have the deposit of the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Literally, in a sense, I like to call it the DNA of God, the genetics of God in you. God implanting in you, omnion zoe, eternal life, the coming indestructible immortality. Here's where, again, death is ended, not just fought about. The battle over death has been won, Mr. Kurzweil. The battle over death, reincarnationists, there's no hope there. Endless cycle of many personalities and never knowing who you really are. There's no hope there. That's been given to you by the spirits anyway. But we're talking about God having the ability and the loving will to bring about the provision, indestructible immortality. That's a vital issue. As we have just 14 minutes tonight, listen, I think in terms of, well, I'm going to mention three of these things. I'm trying to look at all the stuff that I want to put out here. Project Pandora, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, WRAIR. It includes externally induced auditory input from pulsed microwave audiograms of words or sounds which create the effect of hearing voices or noises that is not part of the recipient's own thought process. Now, I'm simply quoting that from Wikipedia. Now, I have pages and pages of materials you can go on from there to look up. Directed energy weapons, electronic warfare, high-frequency active aerial research program, HARP, laser applications, sonic weaponry. What about high-altitude electromagnetic pulse, HEMP? What about directed energy weapons? The reason I'm asking about that is because it's all on the way in dark corridors. Pieces of it are coming out for the sake of broadening. But here's what we're going to say quickly concerning this. Three things. Listen now. There are, number one, spiritual alternative events, experiences, and communications going on, and they have been for a long time, but never before in this level, and never before in this unified front. It is this unified front all over the world, from past demonic ancient ritual sites to old occult spirit-inspired writings to future prophecies of the Mayans. There is a synchronicity in the doctrine of an evolution. Listen, this is vital when I say there is a synchronization of all those areas. Number two, for the goal, listen, what the spirits want to do is to embed doctrine of evolutionary development to the universe, thus they'll save the universe, to mankind, thus they will save mankind, to the earth, thus they will save the earth. On the other side of the fence, we're told by biblical prophecy, the universe is going to be destroyed, melted in fire, that humankind is dying and shall die and lose their soul without the redemptive power, call it physics, grace of God. There will be a new earth and a new heaven, but by the hands of the Creator Redeemer and not by the hands of evolutionary technicians, biologists, AI, or shamans. Folks, if you haven't noticed, the Mayans did not save their civilization. Point number three, targeting, again, when it comes to the spirits, what are they seeking? What do they want? And I mentioned Black Swan, and just look it up. We'll talk more about this as we go on. I think that Sue Bradley bringing this out is vital at this point, the concept of a undirected, unprecedented event that society can't even figure. It's kind of like Cloverfield, the movie. If you've ever seen Cloverfield, the movie, it is shocking. It really is. Kind of like Skyline in a way. There are events coming like the Black Awakening and the rise of Antichrist and the Abyss and ultimately the Armageddon issue that are like Black Swan. These are rare birds in the total history of humanity. So what are the spirits? What is that collective seeking? Number one, spiritual alternative events, experiences, and embedding in lives and minds. Number two, to embed its doctrines of evolutionary process concerning the universe, man, and the earth. Number three, to target politicians, politics, the rule of law, economics, and the military. So simply three things. The primary spiritual targets: political arena, economic arena, military arena, because those three platforms become the power points, kind of the Antichrist's unholy trinity of global control that leads to Armageddon. Now, under this, under targeting politics, economics, and military, let me say three things. A, the technology to control and consume will grow. B, the technology for the mark of the beast and the image of the beast, which seems to be possibly technology intertwined like a hybrid of spirit and technology, spirit and physical, a connection. It's what they're seeking. So that maybe something, even if it was just simply a statue, like a statue, the problem is it lives, that it speaks, that it acts, that it knows the difference between those who have the Spirit of God in them and will not bow down, and those who have demonic acquisition and will bow down. There is really a marriage between dark technology and the spirits that that inspired it, put the inception, and developed, and will use, and maybe even manifest through. Question I have, did they really do a ritual when it came to the atom bomb? Was there really a ritual that was done that involved a fetus being placed in the bomb that exploded that was to help open a gateway? Do we really understand Jack Parsons and dark theology, dark spiritual acquisition, dark spiritual doorways in NASA, the NSA, DOD, DIA, CIA? Do you think because they are defense department areas and they got billions of dollars, and if you're listening, do you think for a moment you have protection from the dark side? I'm talking to you and your soul and where you stand with God. And what influence is there? And what projects that involve supernatural communication, manifestation, ideas, and enablement for advancing globalism, advancing the technologies to be used, advancing human transmutation? The technology for the mark and the image, I don't think just pops in one night. I think the enemy knows what they want and is moving in that direction. The mark, the Greek word, the idea of branding, being branded. So it's a visible, you're branded by the dark side, but in every understanding of occult branding, it would involve the ultimate surrender of soul to the enemy, the acquisition of demonic presence to enable that control and to empower transmuted humans, soldiers, number three. The technology of and the day of Armageddon. Do you think for a moment that in Hell's Kitchen they haven't worked over every single process concerning their goal of Armageddon? Do you realize that all of hell, I don't care if it's in the, what you think in the sky, in the total collective, they understand their quest for Armageddon. You and I don't understand. You and I have been misled by movies and other things thinking that Armageddon was a battle of the nations, the end of the world. Nothing of the sort. God has told us exactly what it's really about. God has unveiled the ultimate agenda of the dark side is raising the weapons into the sky Will Project Pandora, will others be involved? Will it be directed energy weapons? Will it be, planetary defense weapons? Will it be chemical lasers? What will it be? Will they aim into the sky, pulse weapons? Will there be a convergence of spiritual presence engaged or in or hybrid in the technology that unleashes what they think, the dark side thinks it needs to destroy the descent of the visible return of Christ? Now listen, 5 minutes left tonight, and it's heavy stuff, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't live in fear over this. We live in urgency to share. I don't live in fear over this. I have Christ. He's the one coming out of the skies. He's the one coming to end all of evil. He's the one coming to bring the glorification, a new human race, indestructible, and irreversible and immortal, and the millennium and the end of war. Do you understand? This is the one. Why don't we let God do this instead of embracing the lie that leads to the destruction all over again? May God summon you out of the darkness to Christ. May God save you today. You can turn to Jesus right now. Why don't you do it? What are you waiting for? Just cry out, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you, I want you, I accept you as Lord, Savior, Christ, my God, my Savior, come into my life. Fill me with your Spirit. I turn everything over to you. I want my life to be filled with you. I want the gift of eternal life inside. I want the physics of God, the power of God within me. I want to be there the day the glorification occurs. And so I think it would be interesting for real physicists that are open-minded, really open-minded, to study 1 Corinthians 15. In the twinkling of an eye, in an unsplittable moment, a flash on an atomic level, mortal will put on immortality. The quest in AI, in technologies, in biological immortality, on and on and on, it's already been solved. It's already been done. So it's like they are on the train tracks going in the wrong direction where the bridge is out. And God is saying that the quest to solve what your sin brought into this world, what you have allowed to come in, it's not curable. We can't build Tower of Babel to immortality. God has brought it to us. Jesu Christu. He walked on water. He raised the dead. He healed individuals. He fed the people. He never sinned. He loved. He went to the cross, and there the physics of God in the destruction of death, sin, hell, separation, and the opening of doors, because God loves you. Regardless of what you are in career as a human being, God wants you. God loves you. The music is here. We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Friends of ours, remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. We love you. Good night.